It is Hank FM, and it is
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news. Slicing through that cake that is news. Oh, so many layers. And frequently on fire on top. Welcome our worldwide audience here, not necessarily the news, streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. See what you can hear on the radio and jump on in, have fun in the comments section. So yeah, it was announced yesterday, Pat Green and friends, in conjunction with the Texas Rangers, a very special, this happens today, live streamed concert fundraiser. It benefits the victims of the Texas Hill Country floods. It will take place live from Globe Life Field. There will be nobody in attendance, though. No audience. It will be streamed live totally for free on YouTube. We've got the link, 92.1HankFM.com, all of that. And that begins later on today at 6:30. And I think when a lot of us saw this, we saw Pat Green, of course, who had come out, lost four family members. In those floods, yeah. Lost his younger brother and the whole two kids, the wife there, and they were camping along the Guadalupe River. For him to turn around and jump into this is very Pat to do. And we heard and talked about Miranda was getting something together. Well, she's part of this. So it'll be, yes, it'll be Pat Green. Along for this will be performances by Miranda, John Party, Dierks Bentley, Casey Donahue, Josh Abbott Band, Eli Young Band, Joe Nichols, Caitlin Butts, Kevin Fowler, and many more artists yet to be announced. So that'll all happen today. Again, 6:30. We've got the link, 921hankfm.com. And all of those proceeds from the benefit concert and live stream will go to the Kerr County Relief and the various foundations. All of that benefiting those just affected by this. Man, for Pat to do this is something. George Strait, by the way, his benefit concert officially that 27th coming up in Bernie, Texas, is now sold out.
No.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. That was a tough ticket, man.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot we need to get by in this wild day and age. Perhaps a new president. Well, one woman gunning for the Don's job. Her name is Kim Kardashian. Insiders say that she is intrigued by politics, is much more aware than people think, and wants to put that law degree of hers to good use. I don't think she's actually passed the bar, but yeah, let's not focus on that. She's beginning to consider what her legacy will be, intrigued by the idea of running for public office, and is bipartisan, so she is really for everyone.
There you go.
She wants to make a difference, but first, she's got to be a mom and is currently explaining whether or not she accidentally left her baby in a Parisian hotel lobby in 2014.
Who hasn't been
there? It's okay, yeah.
Who hasn't done that? Okay.
Has anyone seen my baby?
Your mom.
There you go.
Love you,
Where's
mom and dad.
Skims?
Thank you.
And my baby.
Last night on the television or streaming or whatever my dad is calling it nowadays, that I can't say on the radio.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah. Cutting the cords going great over there at the the Buckner family. It was the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and it went to the first ever swing-off, essentially. If they're tied, they get to the end, and then it's kind of like a home run derby and stuff like that. Well, the National League won, but more notably, this is the first All-Star game, I believe, since the team was created that did not feature a Texas Ranger.
What?
One selected, Jake DeGrom, having a stellar season, but he elected to sit out the All-Star game appearance. He's a pitcher. They don't want to overuse their arms and stuff, which I think his fans were okay with. But that did leave an open roster spot for one Mark Phillips. And I think his performance the other night there at the Cleveland Railroaders, he's ready to go to the mound.
Please, no sharp objects.
Well, they don't let you do that. Also on TV, it was episode 3 of the Bachelor in Paradise season.
Hey.
Notably because this is when the Goldens show up. So this year is when they're mixing both former contestants from The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
With the Golden Bachelor and Golden Bachelor. And now they're all in the same island.
A little sugar daddy action.
Not Love Island. This is a different island. But it's still paradise.
Yeah, I don't know that love has a whole lot to do with what they're doing over there.
Early reports are Jonathan, age 28, is considering pursuing a connection with April, who is 67.
Shut the front door.
That's what it's going to be. Right there. You heard it here.
The cougar's coming in hot.
Breaking news.
That's a Bachelor in Paradise wrap-up of the morning. Welcome.
So speaking of which, our revenge romance of the day, that honor goes to Deborah Lee Furness, who's got her hot little eye on one John Travolta. Now, word is the ex-wife of Hugh Jackman has been friends with him for a long time, wants to build a stronger relationship, and then see if it leads to something. It's almost like you should heal from one relationship before moving on to another. But what do I know? Her nearest and dearest are apparently on board, quite happy that she gave Hugh the boot, and want her to have some fun. I mean, not like April with Jonathan, but I think that's a different type of fun.
I hope they all work it out. Why don't they just all date each other and just get it over with?
Well, I mean, they do anyway. They just don't admit it.
Since the release of Superman this past weekend, there has been a 513% jump in Google searches for adopt a dog near me.
Aww.
And, of course, in the movie, I don't think this is much of a spoiler alert, Superman adopts a schnauzer dog. Super dog.
There's nothing wrong with it. Schnauzer's a phenomenal dog.
Now, no word if this, one would think this would filter to actual adoptions going up. So hopefully, Superman could save the day. Do not expect your dog to be a super dog, though. Or save you. Or like my cats and just wait to see what happens.
Yeah, and they should probably come with a thunder vest. I wish that Hank did. It was a mess last night. Poor man. So things I never thought I'd hear in life. Can I get some new jelly shoes, Mom?
Yeah, ma'am.
apparently everyone wearing them these days. It's a thing. They were spotted on the runway in Paris. Some of the best of the best apparently include Steve Madden's, Tory Burch, and there's a Melissa variety that actually smell good.
That's
just in case you
right.
want to smell your feet while you're wearing jellies.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Other vintage items that are hot this summer include bell bottoms, headbands, scrunchies, those chokers. So weird. Chunky sneakers, puffy sleeves.
See?
And you know where I'm going with this. You can't forget the jort.
A CNN expose, they had fashion experts. And they listed the 24 best men's shorts per style experts. Coming in at number one. In the comfiest, the easiest, and the quote, breeziest. Levi's 468 loose denim jorts.
Yes, your jorts.
Number one. That's Wolf Blitzer saying that.
Maybe you should treat yourself with a new pair of Levi's instead of the Walmart variety.
I need a new pair because the kiddo keeps stealing it. And speaking of kiddos, mothers who use social media extensively in a new study speak 29% less to their kids compared to the moms whose social media use is low. Well, yeah, because you're already in their DMs, man.
I mean, come on. Young.